Okay, let's finish up these dinim and go to the next set of dinim. Okay, the last thing about the mitzvah bikur cholim and generally people that are sick, it says in the Medrash that a person, before they pass away, ideally they should do what's called vidui. They should confess their sins. Why they learn it out, kol mitzvah, anybody who confesses their sins, basically that means they're doing tshuva, if they mean it, obviously. They have a chelek in olam haba. So therefore, it's appropriate that a person on their deathbed, if they're still awake and aware and conscious of what's going on, they should do vidui. It's brought down in other places. What happens if a person, God forbid, is out of it, on a ventilator, unconscious? Other people could do it for them in their presence. You know, they just say it and they have that person in mind that that's what the person should do. And in Kittur, I mean, this is brought down from the Ramban and other places that the person should say, basically, Mardanil Fanecha, that my healing is in your hand, my death in your hand, you should heal me. And if I have to die, my death should forgive for all my sins. And I should have a chelik, a part of Gan Eden, and I should go to Olam Haba, and so on and so forth. That's why the Gemara says a few interesting things. It says in the Gemara, if you die Erev Shabbos, if you die on Friday, it's a good siman. Why? Because Gehenna is closed on Shabbos. If they're closed, and they already take it to Gan Eden, if you die on Shabbos, basically. I told many times a story with Rabbi Josh Gordon Zaydim, Rabbi Yechonon Gordon. He was a Gabbai in 770 Lane for many, many years. So one time by Shabbos Fabrengen, he fainted. In the Rebbe's presence, he fainted. So the guys took him out to get some fresh air. That was before Hatzol existed. So they took him out, and the Rebbe came out after the Fabrengen and walked by his room, and Rabbi Yechonon Gordon was sitting on the bench. So the Rebbe, he had a very, he was witty, and he had a very good sense of humor, that man. And so the Rebbe asked him in Yiddish, like, what happened? So he says to the Rebbe the following, I'll tell you what happened. I really died. It's Shabbos. Gehenim is closed. So they could bring me to Gehenim. They didn't want to take me to Gan Eden because I'm not worthy. So they brought me back down to earth. That's what he said. Gehenim is closed. Gan Eden they didn't want to bring me into. So Nebuch, they had to bring me back down to earth. It was a very witty thing. Okay, that's it. Now, the next thing we're going to learn next week, Mr. Shem, we'll start different dinim. The concept of what's called the Yahrzeit. Yahrzeit is Yiddish. Yahrzeit, the year's time. Okay? Now, there is a inyan, what's called the day, the anniversary of the person's passing. Now, that's a very special day. Let me explain. We mentioned, learned it in the past. Let me just explain it briefly what the story is. We know a person passes away, God forbid. So a child says Kaddish for 11 months. Or if you're Sephardic, 11 plus, whatever. Why do you say Kaddish for the year, for the first year? Because it says Kaddish protects the parent, and you use the word parent, from punishment in Gehenna. In fact, in the Zayar it says that Kaddish is good for an hour and a half. Therefore, in our circles, that's why we have them for the Yomid, if we can, and you know, say, we try to say 16 Kaddishim a day. 16 between half Kaddish, this Kaddish, you know, altogether you have 16 Kaddishim a day. Why do you say 16 Kaddishim a day? Because 16 times 1.5 is 24 hours. So if you have 16 Kaddishim, and each Kaddish is good for an hour and a half, so they're covered, so to speak, for 24 hours. Why do we stop after 11 months? Why do we say not 12 months? So because the Gemara says that Mishpat Rishon B'Gehenim is Yud Beis Chodesh. Rishon, real wicked people, burn in Gehenim 12 months. A child is saying Kaddish for a parent. If you're saying Kaddish for 12 months, it's basically saying my parent is wicked and I need to protect him for all 12 months. That's why the minig is, we only say it in Ashkenazic circles, we say it 11 months. Sfardim say it, they stop for a week, or whatever, 3 weeks, whatever, but they have different customs of what they do. Now, after the person's finished with the year, so they're done with Gehenna. What happens on the yard site, the anniversary of passing? So it says that the neshama goes up to a much higher level than it was previously, in Gan Eden. In other words, like it says, neshamas in Gan Eden, ein lahem menucha, they have no, they're constantly going up. But it's a very slight ascent. On a yard site, it's a much greater ascent for the neshama in Gan Eden. Therefore, why do you say Kaddish in a yard site? What's the purpose of Kaddish? So Kaddish is a twofold purpose. In the first year of Kaddish, it's to save the person from the punishment in Gehenna. In later years, the purpose of Kaddish is to help the neshama's ascent from level to level on the day of the yard site. So Kaddish does two things. It's like mikveh. Mikveh has two purposes. If you're impure, it removes the impurity. And even if you're pure, it makes you more pure. Like the Kohen Gadol went five times to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. He didn't become tamei. So again, mikveh has two purposes. It takes away tumah and it adds kedusha. Kaddish, in that respect, removes the punishment of Gehenna and also adds in the elevation of the neshama from level to level. One second. What?
So why in the first 11 months we're doing Kaddish also on Shabbos?
It still helps for the whole punishment, the judgment of the neshama. It's all the judgment which, you know, for all that to save the person completely. Okay, now, when is the date of the anniversary of death? So it's different, the very interesting thing. The first, for all the years, it's the day they passed, the Hebrew date that they passed away. What happens if a person died on the 10th, and let's say they were buried on the 11th. So, in our circles, even the first year we count the day of death as the yard site. Many, many people, because there are many opinions like that in halacha, the first yard site that will count from the day of the burial. So let's say if somebody passes away on the 10th day of the Yud, and they were buried on Yud Aleph, so then our custom is even the first yard site we keep Yud, but many people will keep the first yard site only, Yud Aleph, and then all the other years back to Yud. So even if a person passes away, let's say a minute to sundown, it's still day. If they pass away a minute after nightfall, then, you know, it's the next day. Question is, what happens if a person passes away, it's called Beinag Shmoshes, in twilight? Let's say, for argument's sake, sundown is 6 o'clock, and nightfall is 6:30, let's say, yeah? So if a guy passes away 5:59, it's day. A guy dies 6:31, it's night. What happens? They pass away 6:15. It happens. People are born Bein Hashmosh, people die Bein Hashmosh. So then, according to many opinions, you should try to keep both days, because we don't know which is the exact day. If you can't, then you keep the second day, because a person has a chazakah of being alive until you know they died.
And the 11 months you count to the first day or to the second day?
No, the 11 months you count from the day of death, not from the funeral.
No, I know, but if it's Ben Hashmashot, you're counting it for...
The 11 months, you stop the day before you. Okay.